Chase and Big Joe, 102.5 The Game on this Thursday. Apologize for technical difficulties as we dropped off there in mid-interview. So we will pick things back up and really just start over again. Maplewood coach Chris Simpson joins us now. Sorry about that, coach. I know you have to be excited about tomorrow night going up against McGavick, a home game for you all and kicking this season off.
Yes, sir. We're super excited. Been a long time coming. We get to play in front of our home fans who've been by our side for quite a while. So, yeah, we're excited to get it started.
Same question we gave Coach Burnett, Coach, about don't give away your whole pregame speech, but what's the message tomorrow night going into that first game versus McGavick?
We just talk about opportunity. We talk about the kids every day, the opportunity. You get the opportunity to play football. There's a lot of people who don't get to play it, who want to play it. So take advantage of every chance you get, every moment you get. Live within the moment and take advantage of the opportunity that presents itself, whether it be I got to make this block or I got to make this catch. Either one works. Just take advantage of the opportunity that you're getting.
So much is made about, like, you know, seniors, juniors, whatever. What do you look for from the leaders on your team? It doesn't matter what class they're in, but the guys that have stepped up and shown you as the coaches that they're willing to take a leadership role, what do you look for from them?
I mainly look for guys who lead from the front. I don't like people who talk. Talking really does nothing for anyone. Just lead from the front. If you're a hard worker, you show up every day, then you have the right to say something. So I'm looking for those guys who put in the work daily, who grind daily, who take care of business in the classroom and on the field. So those are my leaders. Those are the guys I'm looking for.
Coach, I know you get prepared for the first game, but I'm telling you, every game I played in the first game, the right guard on the field goal team never would go on the field for the, you know what I'm talking about? It's always that one guy, right, who never shows up in the first game. Have we dotted all the I's and crossed all the T's for tomorrow night?
Yes, sir. I hope so, because it wasn't our right guard. It was our right tackle for us, but in the scrimmages we had. But hopefully we got that down. He has a good chewing, so hopefully he's paying attention on the sideline this time.
I know there's a lot of energy for the kids, but it's got to be special for you. I mean, you're the head coach at a great school, a great football tradition coach. And what does it mean for you to lead the Panthers onto the field Friday night?
It's exciting, especially this year. I think we finally got our step on things the way we wanted to be. Kudos to the guys in those past 2 years who have grinded and put in the work to get us here where we are now. But it's just super exciting. It's my alma mater, so it's nothing like coming to the field Friday night and seeing the crowd, seeing the fans, and just having put on that Maplewood uniform, because there's no greater feeling in the world.
I'll ask you the same question that I asked Coach Burnett about, you know, being featured our game of the week. We're so excited to have that and be able to talk about these young men. How special is it to have Metro and Maplewood featured like it's going to be tomorrow night?
Oh, it's extremely special. When we first found out, I got excited, like goosebumps, because we haven't had this kind of recognition and the coverage in a while, especially Maplewood. So it's super exciting. These guys have earned it. They deserve it. I just appreciate everyone who putting it together, who made this happen, because the coverage in Metro is not what it used to be. But I think I think this is the right step in the right direction. So I love it.
Coach, best of luck tomorrow. We're looking forward to it, and we'll see you then.
Thank you. I appreciate you.
Coach Chris Simpson, head coach at Maplewood, and again, our first ever Nashville Metro Schools High School Football Game of the Week, which is presented by Strike and Spares Family Fun Center, will be tomorrow. We'll have the pregame with the Game Blitz pregame at 6 o'clock. Connor Newt, the Rifleman, and Parker Kelly will go around and preview the games around the Mid-State. We'll pick pregame up for the Metro Game of the Week at 6:30, and Coach Bubba Spears, a legendary Coach Bubba Spears, and I will be on the call starting at 7 o'clock. And then after our game is over, the Game Blitz scoreboard show with Connor and Parker, as they'll give you scores from the night around the Mid-State. High school football means so much to me, means so much to you, and we're excited to be able to do this again.
Well, Friday night, you turn the radio on. It's good to hear that. It's Friday night. No, that's the kids now. We've preached the whole time about Friday night for high school, NFL, college, leave it alone. You got six other days of the week. Let it be for high school football. And high school football has grown so much, even 10, 20, 30 years here with everything that's going on. So it's a fantastic night. We love highlighting and spotlighting these kids who poured their heart and soul in the programs, and these coaches too as well, and how to have an outlet for them to hear themselves on the radio. I think it's fantastic, man. We love this.
Yeah, and, you know, I think the time when it, like, first hit me, when I had a coach say, you know, call in and say, you know, we're listening to you on the bus on the way back.
Right.
And, you know, I think they had gotten beat. And, like, we're still listening on the bus. You know, the kids want to hear about the other games and everything. And it was like.
Do you remember what team that was? They called in when they won. Do you remember?
Was that Summit?
Summit High School.
Yeah, that's right.
Because right. We had the coach on, and they lost so many games. And when they won, he said, can I call in? I'm like, heck, yeah, you can. We got him on immediately. So it's big. It's people listen on Friday nights around. And the signal is great. It reaches in these cities where they don't get all the coverage and the love, and now they get it on Friday nights. I'm telling you, man, it is something else. And it's not something we just throw lip service out there.
No.
I will speak for you on this. We care about high school football and these coaches and these kids and these programs and these bands and these environments. It's just fun, and tomorrow night will be great.
Yep, and I am very excited to be on the call. You know, doing Cats games kind of gave me that itch. So I was like, sign me up. Let's do it.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. And there's a game tonight. There's a MyTV 30 game tonight.
Yep.
Beach is at Green Hill. So it begins tonight. It is the best time of the year.
Absolutely. So appreciate both Coach Burnett and Coach Simpson for joining us, and we'll have that game for you, Maplewood and McGavick, tomorrow night here on 102.5 The Game. We'll get back into the Titans and so much more in hour number three. Chase and Big Joe, 102.5 The Game.